WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We have winds around 5 miles per hour from the northeast. It is 61 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Republican-backed legislation coming up for votes this week. They won't become law, but do push the GOP culture war.
One bill seeks to limit the Energy Department's adoption of new rules for household appliances. It targets rules that would add costs to consumers, don't result in significant conservation, or effectively result in a phasing out of products based on the fuel they use, such as gas stoves. Another bill would add a citizenship question to the census and remove immigrants from the count for the purposes of congressional reapportionment. That would surely face a constitutional challenge in the unlikely event the bill also passes the Senate.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. An Israeli tank brigade took over the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Latest indication Israel's moving forward with its offensive there, even as ceasefire negotiations continue. Boeing will try on Friday to launch its Starliner capsule with a crew. Monday night shot scrubbed because of a valve problem. This is ABC News. Vice President Harris sojourned to Detroit with grants to assist auto parts makers make the switch to electric vehicle components. ABC's Christiane Cordero with the story.
Harris shared incentive for small and medium-sized auto parts manufacturers. The Department of Energy will provide roughly $100 million in grants. The White House says half will go towards partnering with states to help suppliers pivot from manufacturing internal combustion engine parts to parts for the EV supply chain. Another $50 million will help auto suppliers make their facilities more environmentally efficient, according to the administration. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Transportation Security Administration officers made a slithering discovery last week at Miami International Airport. Something about the passenger's pants warranted a closer look. There, inside what appeared to be a sunglasses bag, was a small bag of snakes. The reptiles confiscated and turned over to Florida wildlife officials. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A period of rain and a few thunderstorms possible this morning, then breaks of sunshine with spotty thunderstorms again in the mid to late afternoon. A few could have hail or gusty winds today. A high of 70 predicted for today, Tuesday. Southeast winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Any scattered showers or thunderstorms ending early tonight, a low of 49. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 73. Wednesday evening, cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 48. Thursday, breezy with showers tapering off by midday, a high of 58. And Friday, 67 with some scattered showers likely late at night. In Richland Center, we have a south wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. Following the early reading today of 63, it's a pleasant 61 degrees. Fairly warm for this time of day at this hour as we start the day Tuesday, May 7th.
Gathered where the river runs wider at the edge of town. to see if that Eddie Levon baptism was really gonna go down. Folks bet hard-earned money that water wouldn't change a thing. They set the odds at 100-1 his soul would never come clean. Then the preacher said, people, take a moment or two. There's something we need to do. Pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sin starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Well, the preacher ducked him under that cool, clear water, then he did it again. Eddie came up yelling, Lord in heaven, hallelujah, I'm a brand new man. Well, the water got to bubbling, sky got to rumbling, and the thunder backed up the choir. The fish started jumping, it was like they were swimming in a lake of fire. Then Eddie's mama stepped out of the crowd and started yelling out loud, pray for the fish. They want to know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. He said, everybody cross your fingers, fold your hands. Pray for old Eddie, but before we say amen, pray for the fish. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Lord, pray for the fish.
We start the day in a positive way with Randy Travis and Pray for the Fish. Before that, we started the day in our traditional way with the national anthem. It was played by Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra. And here we are together again. Yeah. And Randy Travis in the news this week for releasing a new song, which we haven't got our hands on yet, but we'll have a chance to sample that, I'm sure, in the coming days or weeks. And it's been driven by AI, which, you know, that's debatable, you know, whether, you know, it's proper thing for music or not, but they've recreated or created a new song with using like 46 different Randy Travis songs to put one together. And I guess it's pretty good. So we'll look forward to hearing it and in the coming days. Welcome to the Light and Milk House shows. We start the chores on this Tuesday, May 7th. With, again, the possibility of maybe some rain this morning, then a break, and then some rain this afternoon. Now we'll see if little Phil can get his little ball games in later today. Quite a few ball games played yesterday. We'll check that scoreboard coming up. Not good Brewer news. They lost last night. We'll have details in about 10 minutes. Here's Lori Morgan.
Wondering how will I ever be strong? I know I'll live to love again. I just leaned on you too long. It's been an uphill fight, but I'm gonna be alright. I didn't know my own strength till I had to pick myself. And carry on without your love. I'm getting back on. Well, I had to pick myself up and carry on without your love. I'm getting back on my feet. It's been a long, hard fall, but I'll make it after all. No, I didn't know my own strength. Then the times got tough, and I knew what I was made of. I didn't know my own strength till I had to pick myself up.
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done! From Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral & Cremation Services.
Rainbows are getting back in style. There's sunshine everywhere, and I'm learning how to smile. The only time it rains is to cool things for a while. But since I met you, I can't forget you, and rainbows are back in style. There's not a thing in this world I'd rather do than just sit, stare at your face. You're so pretty that you made the world a whole lot happier place. Well, life's worth living, and the love you're giving has made me feel this way. And rainbows chase the clouds away. Rainbows are getting back in style. There's sunshine everywhere, and I'm learning how to smile. The only time it rains is to cool things for a while. But since I met you, I can't forget you, and rainbows are back in style. Your name is like the music, and I can't help saying it over and over again. This happy feeling has got me thinking it's heaven I'm living in. Well, the love we share puts magic in the air, and every dream comes true. And rainbows turn my skies to blue. Rainbows are getting back in style. There's sunshine everywhere, and I'm learning how to smile. The only time it rains is to cool things for a while. But since I met you, I can't forget you, and rainbows are back in style.
Like the Melcow Show, rainbows are back in style. That was Slim Whitman on WRCO FM 100.9. Northeast winds around 3, we're at 61 degrees. Tech Help Tuesday will be held today at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome, and appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at First Presbyterian Church of Baraboo. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Hear the true story of Harness Racehorse and Derek Bromick, presented by his owner and the author Amber Sawyer from Wisconsin, today at 5 at the Brewer Public Library. It's a good story for all ages, but it is a children's book. A fun fact, Derek competed at the Richland County Fair. And 6th, 7th, and 8th grade bands from the Richland School District will be performing a spring concert at 7 o'clock tonight at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Admission is free, and all are welcome to attend.
I love you so much, it hurts me, darling, that's why I'm so blue. I'm so afraid to go to bed at night, afraid of losing you. I love you so much, it hurts me, and there's nothing I can do. I want to hold you, my dear, forever and ever. I love you so much, it hurts me so.
Classic country from Floyd Tillman on WRCO FM 100.9, The Light in the Milk House Show.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4 to $5.40 per pound, heifer calves $125 to $175, and beef calves up to $7.80. Dairy slaughter cows range from $1 to $1.11, beef cows $93 to $129, and we had two questionable house cows lower. Bulls up to 127. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, May 17th, and we start at 1 o'clock. We can vaccinate, tag your cattle after the sale if you so choose. Contact Darren Colt or Jim, 608-627-1401, at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school baseball heard on the radio last night. Ithaca was a winner against Waseca Steuben 7-0. Lafarge was a victor against Kickapoo 6-3. Darlington edged Riverdale 6-5. Southwestern 9-8 over Boscobel. Deerfield 12, Fenimore 8. Lakeside Lutheran beat River Valley 12-2 yesterday. Also Bangor over Royal 6-1. In high school softball, Waseca Steuben 9-4 over Ithaca, Hillsboro 5-2 over Wunniwoc Center, River Valley 16 and Viroqua 12, Mineral Point 11-1 over Riverdale, Kickapoo 9, Lafarge 4, Seneca 12-1 over DeSoto, also Fenimore 7-0 over Iowa Grant, and Southwestern beat Darlington 8-1. Michael Massey homered and Mikel Garcia singled in two runs in a three-run seventh as the Kansas City Royals rallied past the Brewers 3-2. The start was moved up a half hour to beat predicted thunderstorms, which didn't arrive before the last out. The Royals did next to nothing against Milwaukee starter Bryce Wilson, who allowed one hit and struck out six in six scoreless innings. But they broke through in the seventh against the Brewers' bullpen. Cole Ragans allowed two runs on two hits in six innings for the Royals, striking out eight. Reliever Nick Anderson got the win. Elsewhere yesterday, Philadelphia 6-1 over San Francisco, the Mets 4, St. Louis 3, San Diego 6-3 over the Cubs, Dodgers 6, Miami 3. In the American League, Cleveland 2, Detroit 1, Tampa Bay 8-2 over the White Sox, Minnesota beat Seattle 3-1, Texas 4, Oakland 2. And Pittsburgh was a winner against the LA Angels 4-1. In the NBA playoffs, New York 121, Indiana 117, and another dominant performance by the Minnesota Timberwolves has the reigning but reeling NBA champion Denver Nuggets on the cusp of a stunning early exit from the playoffs. It was a win for Minnesota 106-80 last night against Denver. From the NHL playoffs, Boston got by Florida. That final was 5-1.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere, complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Good morning, kids. It's currently 61 degrees. Again, possibly some rain this morning and then a break with some sun and then maybe a rain late in the afternoon today. That's the bottom line of the weather. 70 for a high later on today. It is 61 degrees. So it is fairly warm. I hope you don't get overheated when you do the aerobic polka with us. Here we go. Stars of Polka Land and the Liechtensteiner Polka right here on WRCO FM 100.9. 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets, here is George Street.
Had a nice little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. Best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
Street on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO. A high later of 70 with shower chances this morning and again late this afternoon. We're at 61 to start the day with winds around 5 miles per hour. It is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Asian longhorn ticks are closer than you might think. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the possibility of severe weather remains for parts of the U.S. this week. Atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass with Nutrien Ag Solutions tells Brownfield the weather pattern that brought severe weather to the plains and upper Midwest is still active this week.
As we work our way through Tuesday into Wednesday, that severe weather threat starts to push a bit farther to the east. So it'll get to the Ohio River Valley a couple of times. I don't think it gets into the upper Mississippi River Valley, but we're going to get some moisture out of this setup.
Snodgrass says the combination of severe weather and the associated rains have kept farmers from getting field work done.
Good news there is I think if we can get to the weekend, I think we're in good shape as we go forward.
Snodgrass says last week had over 130 tornadoes, with more than 100 of them in a single day. The Storm Prediction Center has issued warnings for possible high-risk weather in parts of the plains again this week. Asian longhorn ticks have been detected in Illinois. It's the 20th state to discover the pest. University of Illinois Extension educator Teresa Steckler says the invasive species can carry diseases that affect cattle.
All livestock producers need to be much more vigilant. They need to get with their herd veterinarian and develop protocols using external parasite treatments to hopefully keep these ticks at a minimum.
She tells Brownfield producers need to develop farm and pasture plans.
Mow their pastures so that there is a break between the woods and the pastures. It will not prevent the ticks completely from getting on your cattle, but definitely will help.
Steckler says the ticks are very difficult to find. The U.S. corn planting has fallen behind average. USDA says 36% of the corn is planted, compared to 42% at this time a year ago. 25% of U.S. soybeans have been planted. 47% of spring wheat is planted. In Wisconsin, weather continues to slow down planting progress for farmers. USDA statistician Greg Bussler says only 3.2 days were suitable for field work last week. He says the rains benefited small grains and grasses, but held back field activities like tilling, planting, and fertilizer applications for many, especially in the northern two-thirds of the state. 19% of Wisconsin's fields now have excess topsoil moisture, 71% rated adequate, 10% short on moisture with similar subsoil levels. Both corn and soybean planting efforts are at 22% finished, oat planting 54% finished, 77% of the potato acreage has been planted, and that's about 12 days ahead of average. Some of the potato plants have emerged. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hello, this is Chase. That's the 2-1 Tim Stock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. The smaller sale last Wednesday, large square stopped at $265 a ton, and large round stopped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Two online only auctions ending May 15th. Larry Watchhorn online only ending at 5 p.m. 2018 Case IH, large square baler, mowers, boats, hay machinery, planter, and much more ending at 6 p.m. Go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. I have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs closed sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was off to its typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed. Higher in Texas, lower in Nebraska and Colorado, and sharply lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Look for significant trade volume to be delayed until at least midweek or later. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were unevenly steady. There was a light test on steer and heifer calves, but a lower undertone was noted. The USDA says demand was moderate and quality was average. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 859 to 898 pounds, brought $223 to $238. Feeder steers, 965 to 977 pounds, brought $212 to $225. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 650 to 683 pounds, brought $235 to $252.50. Box beef closed sharply higher on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 456 at 298.76. Select closed $2.10 higher at 289.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down about 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a very light negotiated run. Processors had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts on Monday. Overall, demand has been a bright spot for U.S. pork. It's in high demand on the global market, and domestic demand has been picking up. Not surprising with summer grilling season just around the corner. Both are very supportive to prices. There's been an uptick in slaughter pace recently, and the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 303 higher with a weighted average of 92.41. The Iowa Minnesota was up $2.80 with a weighted average of 93.83. The Western Corn Belt closed $3.92 higher with a weighted average of 93.83. Pork values closed higher, up $1.38 at 99.50. Bellies and loins were both sharply higher. Ribs were also higher. Hams, picnics, and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher move in corn. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by demand uncertainties and technical selling. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are supported by U.S. and South American weather concerns. July beans are up 33 and three quarters at 1248 and three quarters. August was 30 and a half higher at 1246. July corn was up 8 and 3 quarters at 469. September was 7 and a half higher at 476 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle, we're watching the distribution of the show list. June live is up 30 at 176.97. August was down 15 at 174.42. With the higher move in corn, August feeders were down $1.87 at 252.87. And with uncertainties about demand, June hogs were 77 cents lower at 98.17. July lean was down 70 at 102.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
America's ethanol producers have a beef about Brazilian ethanol. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The country's first production facility for sustainable aviation fuel is taking some heat from the U.S. ethanol industry. The reason? The Soperton, Georgia plant is using Brazilian sugarcane ethanol in the process. Tom Bias, CEO of the American Carbon Alliance, says international standards rate biofuels for their sustainability.
The Carbon Index, which is a score based on modeling for different types of fuel, deals American ethanol a bad hand, so to speak.
Bias says the ethanol industry is working on a carbon sequestration plan that could level the playing field.
When they do that, then the corn ethanol that's produced at these plants where they capture the carbon will qualify to be a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel, which is a big growth market. A lot of demand out there and very little product.
Bias says another issue with Brazilian ethanol involves tariffs.
There's a big tariff disparity. They have one on our products going into their country, and we do not have one on theirs coming into the country. The ethanol industry and the ag groups are insistent that that be changed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Dairy product production was up slightly in March. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. First, Minnesota dairy farmers concerned about cows contracting highly pathogenic avian influenza. Dana Allen Tully from IOTA says she's focused on biosecurity and controlling the wild bird population.
We try to do that as much as possible, but, you know, our animals aren't commingled with others. And so I think that our risk is relatively low.
Avian flu has been found in 39 dairy herds across 9 states this spring. Most dairy products had slightly higher production in March. The National Ag Statistics Service says total cheese output rose 7.6% over February and 0.1% above March of a year ago. Italian-style cheese production was up 8.6% from February and 4.4% more than a year ago. American-style cheese production up 10% over February, but 2.9% below last year's March production. Butter production was up 5.5% from February and 1.4% from a year ago. Compared to last year, dry whey production was up 3.4%, whey protein concentrate up 2.6%, and lactose production up slightly. For frozen products, hard ice cream, sherbet production, and frozen yogurt up a little. Low-fat ice cream production dropped. Milk futures were higher and cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June Class 3 milk up 21 cents at 1945, July up 15 to 1943, August up 4 at 1934, September up 4 cents at 1939. Dry whey was down 1.25 cents to 38 and a quarter with 3 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a nickel to 184 with 1 sale. Cheese barrels up 0.25 cent to 188 and a quarter, 3 sales there. Butter unchanged at 307.5 but no sales. Not dry milk down 0.75 cents to 1.12 1/4, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Well, there's just a little bit of a weird-looking sky out there today. I was cleaning my glasses thinking it was my eyes, but almost a little bit of a pinkness to the sky this morning. We look at a high later of 70 degrees, a period of rain and a few thunderstorms this morning, then breaks of sun with spotty thunderstorms again in the mid to late afternoon, a few of which could have hail or gusty winds. Tonight, any scattered showers or storms ending early, a low of 49. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, and a high of 73. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 5 from the southwest. It is 61 degrees. That's the latest on weather from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House show. Here's Chris Young.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, 'cause what I'm trying to say is, no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. Back home, my priorities are different. I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue.
Of Ithaca High School. Your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love.
And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to earn what love is on. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love, love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
Murray on the Milk Cow Show. Cloudy skies and 61. Tony's weather is coming up. He'll kind of inform us and get us up to speed here for weather today. It's, again, kind of every other day, it seems like, with a beautiful day yesterday and now, you know, maybe kind of iffy here and there. Wednesday sounds beautiful. Thursday showers. Yeah, that kind of gives you a little thumbnail sketch of what Tony will talk about in the coming minutes. Thanks a lot, Tony. Here's Ernest Tubb.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. Played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
WRCO-FM 100.9 with a little thunder, possibly some rain on the way. Some of our listeners in the outlying fringes getting a pretty good shower right now. We'll have details coming up here and regular features about 5 minutes away from the next ABC News update.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, another wet day across the region. We've got a long strip of rain running from Minnesota down through eastern Iowa into Missouri and western Illinois as of early morning. Even some severe weather has been ongoing throughout the central plains overnight. Tornado watches up through Missouri and west central Illinois. A few severe thunderstorm warnings into Iowa. This should mostly come through our area non-severe this morning. Just a period of rain for a couple of hours. Couple of claps of thunder, could pick up a good third to a half inch of rainfall, and then a bit of a break for midday and early afternoon, and things could get unstable enough to see some spotty thunderstorms redevelop later this afternoon. Even a chance that one or two of those could produce some hail and gusty winds, so we'll keep an eye on that. We do anticipate another weather system to slide through the area, mainly south of us, Wednesday night into Thursday. The heavier rain from it should stay down through parts of Iowa and Illinois, but we could see a tenth or two-tenths of an inch and some cool temperatures. Temperatures will stay a bit below normal through the weekend as well, with more disturbances coming in from Canada, keeping it a bit active. So today, look for a period of rain and thundershowers this morning, then breaks of sun with spotty thunderstorms again mid to late afternoon. High temperature near 70. Southeast wind up to 15, becoming south. Tonight, any scattered showers or storms ending early, low 49. Tomorrow, fairly nice, partly sunny day, mild, high of 73. Northwest wind turning northeasterly at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 48. Thursday, breezy with showers tapering off by midday. Breezy, mostly cloudy and cool with a high of 58. Northeast and north wind 10 to 15. Friday, partly cloudy, high 67. Some scattered showers coming up later Friday night. Mostly cloudy and cool Saturday with some intermittent light showers, high of 60. And Sunday, mixed skies, high temperature 65, chance of a light shower at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 61 degrees and cloudy skies. We could see the stars a couple of hours ago, but the skies have clouded. Again, reports of some rain in our area moving toward this way. 75 was yesterday's high. The record high, 92 in 1934. Record low, 24 in 1967. Last year's high was 80 and the low, 52. Sunset will occur at 10 minutes after 8 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:46 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is